Mr. Wagner, would you move me up a bit? Thank you. I like to be in the right position to talk with you.
Well, gentlemen, the purpose of our meeting today is to find out what you consider to be the role of a division marketing manager. And equally important, what interactions you'd like from me if you were chosen to be the marketing manager of this division. Sam, let's start with you. You came here about a year ago from a field district manager's job. What do you believe a marketing manager's most important role to be?
Bobby, to me, that's an obvious question. The role of a division marketing manager is primarily to sell more products. Nothing happens until we make a sale.
At any price?
Not necessarily. But I know by now that if we can keep this shop loaded, we can make money. While we're sitting around here and analyzing whether we want a job, the damn price usually goes lower, and competition takes the job.
I guess I would amend what you say a bit, Sam. I believe that we have to consider price, product mix, as well as capacity to optimize income.
Piss on it. That sounds good, Bobby, but if we get the orders in, the income will soon result, right?
Well, you could be right, Sam. Do we really have that much control, though, over the orders that we sell? We have a lot of GoCon jobs. We have some turnkey projects with Green Tree Power Systems. We have some large international projects jobs.
Mr. Wagner, I just have to interrupt. Sure, there are some jobs that we are almost required to take for corporate projects, but the smart marketing manager knows his product costs and goes after the jobs with the best margins. Our objective market share is 25%. So there is 75% of the market we can lose to others.
Well, do we really have that much cost visibility?
No, but with the experience we have in our marketing department, our people know the good jobs and the bad jobs to go after.
You're still saying then, Sam, that the more we sell, almost at any price, the more money this division will make.
Sure do, Bobby. There's a lot of fixed expenses around here to cover with an empty shop.
Sounds like the first Boston Consulting Group theory. The more experience or sales, the lower the product cost.
And that sure got us into a lot of trouble on uranium.
Well, that's a no-no. Let's move to another marketing responsibility. Pricing strategy and leadership.
Pretty easy. GE's the market leader. What they do, we do.
No, that's not necessarily true, Sam. GE must be going through the same cost-price squeeze that we are experiencing. And with all the changes at GE, there's no reason why, when necessary, that we shouldn't take the lead on price and price policy.
Mr. Wagner, that is exactly...
Please call me Bob, Charles.
Bob, if we only had the marketing database that I've been asking for year after year... Again, please. Bob, if we only had the marketing database that I've been asking for year after year in our strategic plan, knowing when to raise prices would be an academic question.
Well, maybe you're right, Charles, but with the company's limit on strategic expenses, we've had higher priorities on other projects.
I don't want to sound preachy, Bob, but a market database should have top priority in the division.
We already have most of that information, Chuck. It's just not immediately available on a display tube.
Okay. Knowing when to change prices and policies is a top marketing function. It should be time based on marketing information, not guesswork.
Precisely.
Well, how about then market planning? Should a marketing manager have a market planning operation?
He needs the information, Bobby. But my God, we have market planning people everywhere you look in this corporation. I sometimes think that if we don't know what to do with people, we put them in public relations or make them a market planner.
Well, we do have market planning at the corporate, the company, the group, and the division level. And sometimes also in the BU. Could we eliminate market planning at the division level? What's the matter? No one have an opinion?
Well, I'm surprised and even a little shocked that you asked that question. Knowing what the customer needs and how he wants to be served are basic data for all business planning, and that has to be done at the division level.
I'm not so sure. It could be done at the BU or group level in most cases quite effectively.
Well, what do you think about competitive intelligence? Is that a division marketing responsibility?
Sure is. But it's a lot tougher since the damn law department won't let us go to NEMA meetings.
Now, field sales does a pretty good job of sending us competitive information. But the information does have to be sorted out.
How about information about competitive plants and products?
The only way to collect meaningful competitive information, and then interpret it, is to have someone in the division assigned to do it. Could be a market planner, or just someone in the marketing department. It's all part of that marketing database I've been promoting.
Well, you're persistent, all right. But the cost of developing that plan would be about $300,000.
The best possible strategic investment we could make.
I believe we could get the same results with a less costly system.
I'd put the money in more division salesmen.
Well, enough on market planning. Do you gentlemen believe that we have the right means of taking our products to market?
Not much we can do about it. We sell through the power systems, industrial, and construction field sales organizations.
We could consider making some of our shelf items Class 1 products.
Or we could consider a specialty sales force. You're right, boss. We really haven't looked at our channels of distribution in a long time.
Well, one thing I overlooked when we were talking about price strategy. Do you have any comments about limits of authority or contract administration?
It's livable. But the brass set up all those limits after the horse was out of the barn.
No problems with limits of authority. But some of the items the executive EPs have to sign seem a little silly. I hear by the grapevine that it's been revised.
The limits of authority are okay. But I agree with Sam and Mike. Some of the rules seem silly. Our risks in this division are minimal. But I do believe we have lots of opportunities to make money in better contract administration.
Well, who has that responsibility? The division salesman or the order service people?
That's the other thing I'm pushing for. Changing our order service people from clerks to contract administrators.
Well, with the salary union, that's going to take some doing. But here you go again, Charles, adding costs for the marketing organization.
Chuck's right, Bob. For instance, on the proper administration of our escalation policy alone, a good contract administrator would more than earn his keep.
You know, boss, sometimes the field doesn't communicate properly with our customers on the cost of changes or the cost of delays.
Well, you gentlemen have made some good suggestions. I'm sorry, will you excuse me a minute? I'll be right back.
If you're looking for the can, boss, it's right back at the newsstand in the lobby. What goes with the old man? Has he just read a book on marketing?
No, I think he's serious this time. We're going to get a replacement marketing manager.
I kind of liked it without one. Bob is pretty good on pricing strategy, and he's a fanatic on market mix. With a marketing manager, we'll be insulated from him.
How about if it's one of us?
Shit. You're a dreamer, Mike. Morrison and Gavert call the shots on those jobs. I don't believe that any one of us are on Swinghammer's hot list. We'll probably get some favorite from the field in the division. I hope you're wrong. It's too much of a one-way street now. Few division people going to the good field jobs, but many field people getting the prime division jobs.
With the higher pay in the field, I should have stayed there.
Ed Clark is a strong believer in promotions from within the organization. One of us will get the job.
Okay, sorry for the interruption.
That's all right, boss. We used the time to discuss a very important question.
Well, just a few more questions, and we'll wrap this up. Are you guys satisfied with the amount of time that I'm spending with field salesmen and customers?
I think it's fine. You're always available when we need you. Frankly, I believe that you do the division a lot more good by pushing on-time, quality production and our key development programs.
I think it's important that you keep up some executive contacts, particular with Ike Kalum. Pick up.
A little closer to the mic while we're stopped, Bob.
Okay.
Also, while we're stopped, I said question instead of negotiation on page 10. Is that going to... I hope you're wrong. It's too much of a one-way street now. Few division people going to the good field jobs. I hope you're wrong. It's too much of a one-way street now. Few division people going to the good field jobs, but many field people getting the prime division jobs.
With the higher pay in the field, I should have stayed there.
Now, Ed Clark is a strong believer in promotions from within the organization. One of us will get the job.
Sorry for the interruption.
That's all right, boss. We use the time to discuss a very important negotiation.
Well, just a few more questions, gentlemen, and we'll wrap this up. Are you satisfied with the amount of time that I'm spending with field salesmen and customers?
I think it's fine. You're always available when we need you. Frankly, I believe that you do the division a lot more good by pushing on-time, quality production, and our key development programs.
I think that it's important that you keep up some executive contacts, particularly with our key customers. Also, you can get more of an unbiased opinion of our products and services than we can report back to you.
You need to travel and entertain more, boss. Competition is rough. You can make a price decision on the spot, and that impresses customers.
That's one of the reasons I believe that the brass should be kept out of negotiations. They tend to never want to lose an order, no matter how much the price has to be cut.
Well, have I ever done that, Charles?
No. In all honesty, you haven't. But I believe that it's generally true the higher the level of management in a negotiation, the lower the price.
Okay, then, Charles, most of my field and customer travel will be at your request. Just one final question, I'm through. What do each of you consider to be the key marketing problem in this division? Sam?
Volume, boss. Sales to keep the shop loaded.
Mike, how about you?
Well, it's a balance of price and product mix and manufacturing capacity to optimize business results.
Charles?
Our biggest marketing problem today is pricing to cover inflation in a flat and declining market. Generating orders and the proper mix of product, volume, and delivery to meet our profit and investment objectives. That's the key marketing problem in this division.
Could I ask you a question, Bobby? When are you going to choose a new marketing manager?
Well, soon, Sam. Soon. As soon as I check it out with Morrison and Gaberger. Did you say you need to travel and entertain more?
I did, but I ran them together.
Yeah, maybe I'd do that.
Okay.
Do that one also. Good. Okay, we're rolling. Go ahead.
Sounds like the first Boston Consulting Group theory. The more experience or sales, the lower the product cost. Pick up on page 6, Mike. Field sales does a pretty good job of sending us competitive information, but the information does have to be sorted out.
Okay, now identify the last one.
Pick up on page 11. Sam. You need to travel and entertain more, boss. Competition is rough. You can make a price decision on the spot, and that impresses customers. Pick up page 1. Not necessarily, but I know by now that if we can keep this shop loaded, we can make money. While we're sitting around and analyzing whether we want a job, the damn price usually goes lower, and competition takes the job.
Do that one again. Dick, do that one again.
Once more.
With a specific change?
You said where we're sitting around and analyzing. While we're sitting around analyzing.
It says and analyzing here. Okay, while we're sitting around analyzing.
Yeah, I got it wrong.
Okay, ready?
Ready, go ahead.
Pick up page 1. Not necessarily, but I know by now that if we can keep this shop loaded, we can make money. While we're sitting around analyzing whether we want a job, the damn price usually goes lower, and competition takes the job. Keep going.
Right, page three.
Pick up page three. Sure do, Bobby. There's a lot of fixed expenses around here to cover with an empty shop. Pick up page seven.
Not much we can do about it. We sell through the power systems, industrial, and construction field sales organizations.
Pick up page eight.
The limits of authority are okay, but I agree with Sam and Mike. Some of the rules seem silly. Our risks in this division are minimal, but I do believe we have lots of opportunities to make money in better contract administration.
Pick up on 11. I think that it's important that you keep up some executive contacts, particularly with our key customers. Let's try that again. I think that it's important that you keep up some executive contacts, particularly with our key customers. Also, you can get more of an unbiased opinion of our products and services than we can report back to you.